We're on the telephone with Colin Steen. Colin is the head of the dealer channel commercial unit for Syngenta in North America, Syngenta Seeds. And Colin, I want to visit with you about a couple announcements that came out here recently from Syngenta, and one of those involved doing some revisions to your seed branding. Let's talk about that first of all and what you've done there.
Yeah, thanks, Ken. This last Monday, a week ago Monday, we announced that we would be relaunching and refreshed look and feel to our Golden Harvest corn brand. In the dealer channel, we've been using two corn brands, Garst and Golden Harvest, to go to market with. And we felt that the time was right to go to one corn brand from a simplicity standpoint. And so we've spent a lot of time and debated long and hard about what to do with that corn brand and what decision to make. And so we arrived at the decision to relaunch and a renewed look and feel to the Golden Harvest brand that a lot of the your listeners in the Nebraska area, I'm sure, are familiar with. The new logo will have elements of both the prior logos from Garst and Golden Harvest incorporated in it, reflecting on the histories of both brands from the past, and especially bringing in some of the blue from the Garst legacy brands as well. So we're excited about that path forward. We think it'll give us an opportunity to double our presence overnight in the market, with the signs at the end of the fields and at the plot shows and the tours throughout the summer will be branded with a new Golden Harvest logo. And so we're really excited about the path forward in that regard.
Okay, so then kind of explain your seed brands then as far as those that fall under the Syngenta umbrella, because you still have the NK brand as well, right?
Yeah, happy to do so, Ken. So on the retail side, retailers will be selling NK corn and NK soybeans. NK soybeans is actually a national brand for Syngenta, so that all of our soybeans are marketed through the NK logo and the NK bag. So for both the dealer or seed advisor network and retailer, both sell NK soybeans, which have been great industry-leading soybeans for many years now in terms of yield and performance. And we felt it was important to retain that logo and that brand familiarity on the soybean side. When it comes to corn, as I said, NK corn is available through retailers, and now Golden Harvest corn will be the brand going forward for our seed advisor network and our dealers out across the Midwest.
I'm sure when you're looking at retiring a well-known seed brand such as Garst, that's probably a pretty major decision that you have to make.
Yeah, you're right, Ken. This wasn't one that we took lightly at all. This was a decision that we spent a lot of time looking at a variety of different aspects of each brand and of what they brought to the market and what those brands stood for. And both have such rich histories and rich legacies that it was difficult to pick one over the other. At the end of the day, though, what it really came down for us was the name Golden Harvest in of itself, and that name, and the promise that it delivers and the branding potential that name has, with the goal, the ultimate goal of our customers at the end of the day, the farmers out there, is a golden harvest. And so we felt that we could really work with that name in terms of moving forward and talking about what the goal is overall holistically for all farmers. It wasn't an easy decision, but we're quite happy with how it's turned out, and with the refreshed logo to emphasize some past history of the Garst brand, we think we've accomplished all of our goals with this change.
Okay, and then let's talk about some of the moves you're making to strengthen your seed advisor network.
Yeah, one of the big things that we wanted to announce on last Monday was the launch of the Syngenta Seed Advisor Network, and essentially this is calling to the fact that our seed dealers in the countryside, the folks that are selling, today selling Garst and Golden Harvest corn, moving forward and selling Golden Harvest corn, have conversations with their customers that it's more than just seed, and it's more than just that single aspect of the production of corn and soybeans, but it's more than just seed that they're talking with their farmer customers about. They're talking about crop protection products, about seed care treatments. They're talking about use of other technologies to help grow more corn and grow more soybeans. And so we felt that calling them a Golden Harvest dealer didn't really pay enough respect or to the concept that they are more than that. And they do, they're an advisor on not only seed, but a variety of things that Syngenta offers. And that's why we wanted to brand them as Syngenta Seed Advisors and really strengthen that brand throughout the countryside. And again, unify right across the Midwest with all of our seed advisors having that sign at the end of the driveway starts to really get the presence of this group of people well known throughout the countryside. So we're really excited about it. Our seed advisors are very excited about having the Syngenta brand at the end of their driveway, and because that signals to their customers that they're being endorsed by Syngenta, and they're also being endorsed by a great and well-known solution provider out there. We're really excited about the future that we have in front of us with the changes and the announcements we made last week, and on top of that, the recent deregulation of AgriSure Duracade by the USDA is exciting for our business as well, and combined with some fantastic genetics and germplasm, we think the coming year we're going to be able to help a lot of farmers grow more corn and grow more beans than they ever thought they could.
Tell us about Duracade.
Duracade is it's a second generation rootworm trait, and it's for us it really marks a major step forward and a continuing step forward in our trait development here at Syngenta. We're really excited about what Duracade can bring to farmers. We have currently AgriSure RW in all of our, in the majority of our corn products that we send to market. And this offers farmers a second mode of action for rootworm protection. And it really strengthens the ability of that corn plant to withstand against corn rootworm. And also, it on top of that, it really allows that farmer to maximize the most of the yield potential that they have going on out in the field. So We're quite excited about it, and we think it's going to be a real game-changing trait for insect control in corn.